I think the more you come out to those around you, the more you learn better ways of revealing that part of yourself. It all comes down to self-love. When we learn to love our gayness wholeheartedly, we simply live and breathe coming out every day of our lives.
If every person in a sexual minority came out of the closet at the same time, I think everyone on the planet would have to face the fact that they don't do anything without directly interacting with us. They'd understand how truly diverse we are and believe the stereotypes less.
Welcome to part 3 of my salute to the gay and lesbian choral movement. This is J.D. Doyle with Queer Music Heritage, and in this segment, I continue to look at the relationship of commissioned works to the movement. I think this is an exciting role, as it is the opportunity for the actual music of GLBT choruses to grow and to reflect our lives and the world around us. I started off with the Seattle Lesbian and Gay Chorus and the song Coming Out with Pride. That's from a 1993 recording called Chronicle of the Wayshowers, which was composed by David Maddox. He's probably the most prolific arranger of gay choral music, and you'll see his name in the liner notes of countless CDs. For that project, he got input from the members themselves, who explained what it meant to be gay from a lot of angles. Also, I'll note that that was one of the first big commissioned works for a mixed chorus. I almost can't wait to get to this next recording, as it's one of my favorites. Now, my listeners know I like my music very queer, and this whole album covers all those bases. It's from 1998 and was by the Connecticut Gay Men's Chorus, and as it turns out, has been their only release. But what a release! It's a total concept piece called Out. Don't you love it already? The ideas came from members of the chorus, and Winston Clark and Peter Winkler turned those into a musical, one that starts at the beginning of figuring out you are gay and then goes on the journey. The story flows through it, so I know I'm doing it an injustice at just picking the intro song, two in between called The Kiss and Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and the reprise. Here's the Connecticut Gay Men's Chorus and Out.
Did you hear me out? Is what I'm about. This is the story of my girlfriend's girlfriend's boyfriend and me. I was 22, he was 22, and we'd been friends 2 years. We were watching the Dolphins and the Cowboys and having a couple of beers when he said, Jay, I really like you. LB, I like you too, I said. He said, no man, I really, really like you. Grabbed the back of my head and gave me a kiss.
A kiss.
A kiss.
A kiss.
A kiss is what this is about. He gave me a kiss.
A kiss.
On the mouth.
A kiss.
I was never so fucking freaked out. I pushed him off the sofa. I screamed and I yelled and I swore that I'd rat this to his girlfriend. Then I slammed the kitchen door because of a kiss.
Because of a kiss. Because of a kiss.
It was disgusting. I mean, I'm straight. Him, wouldn't talk to him, but part of me missed him too. 8 weeks later, he called me, said, come over and let's try and talk this through. We sat on the floor in his kitchen, just me and LB, and then he said, Jay, I just wanna be with you. And God, he did it again. He gave me a kiss.
A kiss.
A kiss.
A kiss.
It was good, it was deep, it was long. Gave me a kiss.
A kiss.
On the mouth.
A kiss.
So good that it couldn't be wrong. I didn't know where it would go, but I knew that I had to have more. And boys, I'm here to tell ya, I came out on a kitchen floor because of a kiss.
Navy 2 years.
There's a stink to the way those people think.
Ed Kutu, U.S. Navy, 4 years.
I went when I was drafted, I enlisted, and for 3 long years I coexisted, hearing them laugh over smokes and too many Roman folks at the same old ancient maggot jokes. What do you do in a homophobic club? I did my job.
Tom Murphy, U.S. Army, 3 years.
There's a smell that I know too damn well.
Jamie Maurer, U.S. Air Force, 5 years.
From the sham, when I can't be who I am.
David Lindsay, Army Air Corps, Second World War.
They had to integrate blacks, and they did it. They had to integrate women, and they did it. But along comes a fag, and then suddenly there's a snag. Oh, but nobody cares if only he wears a gag. What do I think about marching in a mask?
Dave Dykeman.
Don't ask.
U.S. Navy, 5 years. Desert Storm.
I was happy to serve my country. Why did I have to lie to serve my country? If they're such men, what are they afraid of? William Jefferson Clinton, show me what you're made of. It's my flag too, and to you I say, no small-time right-wing, narrow-minded, Bible-thumping bigot.
Bill Beer, Army National Guard.
Can take it away.
8 years, out. Gotta figure out where you fit out. A kiss is what this is about. Out. I have something to tell you. How we haven't spoken in 4 years. Gay, fag, faggot. Out, out, out. I just am, you just are, it just is. Out. Love is love. Love is love. I'd rather be rejected for who I am than loved for who I'm not. And you know what? When you come out, it's your birthday out. Light a candle, go down. No fear, I'm queer. I'm finally here. I'm out. In the sunlight, out. Hold my hand. You don't know what it's about till you get shoved. Out, 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 out.
Up next, here's one from Los Angeles. The Tolerance Project was a collection of text written by L.A. area high school students, and the chorus Vox Femina had several of them set to music in 2002 for their album called Simply Vox Femina. One of those was I Love a Rainbow.
Thank you.
mentioned in the last segment the commissioned works of the prolific composer Robert Seeley and played a selection from Naked Man. He's been involved in many other projects with a variety of choruses, including that last piece by the Women's Chorus of Dallas. The song I Make My Way in the World was from their 1999 recording Only Human. I've got three more Robert Seeley compositions. From Naked Man is Never Ever, from Exile is The Prodigal, and the last song of this set is the much lighter Neighbors and Friends. That's from This House Shall Stand, Songs of My Family. These were done respectively by the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus, and the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington, D.C.
Together. us to be a part of this crazy family. It may seem different through your eyes, that such a wide array of lives could ever be a family, but that's what they are to me. On every third Saturday of the month, that friends and neighbors still meet, always meet, sharing an old fashioned share in the park at the end of my street,
at the end of my street.
And I've come to believe these friends and neighbors are just like any others that you will happen to see.
I played the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus in that set, and they have done a number of noteworthy commissioned works. One is out only on DVD, but I think deserves a mention. It's called Through a Glass Darkly, and deals with crystal meth addiction. Now, I got a copy of the DVD, and I thought, well, I've never had any association with drugs, nor had my friends. What do I care about this? Well, I found it riveting. It's like part choral concert, part rock opera, with terrific and moving performances. I grabbed a couple of minutes from one of the climactic numbers where one of the main characters, after being on a meth binge for days, is coming back to his lover, though still in denial of his condition. The song is What's the Problem? That one clip cannot possibly do justice to the power of that concert. This next piece was written for the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles by its resident composer Scott Henderson, with lyrics by their assistant director Bob Daggett, and it's become one of the anthems of the gay choral movement, showing up so far on 10 different recordings by choruses all over the country. I'm playing the LA version, which was the title track of their 1991 album, Diversity.
Thank you.
Next is something special, and I'm pleased to feature a work that's never been released, and I thank its composer, Tom Wilson Weinberg, for sharing it with me. I first met Tom in 1979, and his was the first openly gay music I had heard after coming out the previous year, so I've kept an affection for his work through the years. The project was the story of New York City songwriters Gene Harwood and Bruce Murrow, who met in 1929 and lived together until 1992, when Bruce developed Alzheimer's disease and Gene could no longer take care of him. The show, called 60 Years with Bruce and Gene, tells a little of their story. It was commissioned by the New York City Gay Men's Chorus, who you'll hear perform the piece, directed by Gary Miller, and recorded in July of 1995 at Carnegie Hall.
I thought I'd offer you a few words of explanation of what you're going to see next, in case you haven't had time to read your program notes. It's a mini musical written for us by Tom Wilson Weinberg, who has written several gay and lesbian musicals, including 10% Review and Get Used to It. This musical is unique in that it's an absolutely true story about two very real people, Bruce Murrow and Gene Harwood. Bruce and Gene met in New York City in 1929 and lived together as devoted lovers and companions for more than 60 years, through a time when silence was necessary about being gay, through the McCarthy era, and even through the heady times of those great disco years in the 80s. And many of us will remember that they were the grand marshals of our gay pride parade in 1985. Gene is active and still creative. He's with us this evening, and he's just written a new book about their lives called The Two Oldest Gay Men in the World. I'll point it out later. Bruce has been in declining health for the last 2 years and has been residing in a nursing home. In our musical, we meet Bruce and Gene at three different times in their lives, first as young lovers in 1929, later in the prime of their lives, and still later as octogenarians. We hope that you enjoy our musical tribute to these wonderful men, certainly their role models for us all. 60 Years with Bruce and Gene.
Dear and lovely friend of mine. first sight. Ah, yes, well, not quite. I came from a small town where there's only one way to do things. Suddenly I met a marvelous man who knew things. I moved here from upstate.
We never used that word.
Homosexuals in government. FBI Chief J. Edgar Hoover reports. That his agency has already identified more than 400 sex deviants in government service. We now return to Big Band Dance Party.
We can't pretend it's the Copacabana. We light a candle at his rose land. Here in our tiny flat we find romance. Pardon me, sir, may I have his dance?
Father's loving, his doors to his ring. Father's loving, tis what's to bring. Sisters as we sing, and no one's resisting. Someone's a mean
March is making its way up Fifth Avenue to Central Park. This year's Grand Marshals, Gene Harwood and Bruce Merrill, are celebrating their 55th anniversary today. According to march organizers, there are more than 300,000 participants. Police estimate the crowd at 1,500.
Politicians come out in the streets, fighting the roasting of fabulous feasts. Murders and murders, all hands with the teas, out of the brunches, into the streets.
Hey, look, there's Gene and Bruce.
I read about them in The Voice.
I saw them on Donahue.
Weren't they in a movie?
I saw their picture in The Times.
Play the crowd, smiling and waving. To this way of behaving, no more insults or sneering. Look at the crowd, they're cheering.
Some come from ghettos across the seas, pressures of sailors from visiting fleas, positive nations, Hibernian cheese, out of the brunches into the streets.
Look at us now, who believed it? All that worry.
Broke my first step and wound up.
Bruce Merrow died in 1995, and Gene Harwood, who in 1997 wrote a book about them called The Oldest Gay Couple in America, died in 2006 at age 97. This is J.D. Doyle with Queer Music Heritage, and I've run out of time for this segment, but there are many more, and more commissioned works will appear in other segments. I think an appropriate closing song is one by the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington, D.C., and the song celebrates the impact of gay and lesbian choruses. It was composed by Alan Shorter, who was also well known for adapting for the concert stage Oliver Button Was a Sissy. From 2005, here's the title track from the album Changing Hearts.